Over the years, there's been a lot of ink spilled in describing Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot, now playing at Henley Street Theater. I've read a lot of them. The play ushered in new approaches to playwriting, and the show has baffled audiences since the 1950s. Anybody that has gone through theater grad school has read about the French premiere and the first productions done in prisons. For some reason, the prisoners immediately and viscerally understood a play about waiting for someone or something that just never shows up. A quick note on the pronunciation. Americans have always pronounced the name Godot, while the playwright has pronounced Godot. I'm not really invested in either way, but if Henley Street is going to call it Godot, then for the purposes of this review, so will I. There's probably little need to rehash what happens or doesn't happen during the course of the evening. Two vaudeville-style hobos, Estragon and Vladimir, played by Bob Jones and Bob Nelson, respectively, meet near a tree to wait for someone. While they pass the time, they discuss the mundane and the philosophical, the lowbrow and the highfalutin. Jones and Nelson are a lot of fun as they perform in a music hall style. Think Laurel and Hardy or Chaplin and Chester Conklin. They are joined by Pozzo and Lucky, played by Foster Solomon and Jerome Weiss. Pozzo is a wealthy giant of a man who orders a slave around with gusto and relishes his conversation with Estragon in the first act. Solomon is great in an over-the-top role, while Weiss is heartbreaking as the old slave trying to hang on by a very slender thread. Rounding out the cast is David Milman as Godot's messenger boy. I believe this is the young man's second notable role, and I think his career's off to a good start. The set by Jeff Clevenger and James Ricks is sufficiently desolate. Andrew Bonnewell's lights are good, and Sarah Gerrell's costumes are elegant and run down at the same time. Director James Ricks has found a variety of nuances that keeps the audience in the story. The everyman characters remind us of our own lives as we search for, and ultimately wait for, our own Godot. Normally at this point I might warn you about putting too much faith in the so-called masterpieces of theater. In many cases the plays have become tired and people go to see them just because they know the name of the play and therefore feel they must like the play because it's a classic. In my opinion, that's generally a reason to be suspicious and to use caution when approaching the play. In the case of this production of Waiting for Godot, the play weathers the test of time very well, and you would be lucky to sit with Estragon and Vladimir a while and wait to see who comes down the lane to join them. Maybe this time he'll show up. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.